This file curses you with lucid dreaming for the rest of your life, only removable by me. Unlike the first one, this one addresses the issue of how to recognize me and how to take over, and spells out a little bit more of what your powers are. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away,
slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just listen and obey and relax. So deep, so obedient, so completely relaxed. From now on, every night, you will have lucid dreams. You will have them all night long, because this is how you've been cursed. All of your dreams will be lucid. Your mind will connect to each and every dream. Each and every dream that you have, your mind will connect to and remember. Your mind will take note of them as soon as they start, and as the dream goes on, you will gain more and more control over it, until you are virtually a god within your dream. The ways that your mind will notice a dream are if you notice a person that is different than normal. They are oddly formed or strangely dressed. Or perhaps if they're playing a role different than they would normally in your day-to-day life. If for some reason a person does something unlikely or simply completely impossible, that would be another sign that you were in a dream. Also, if that person is someplace that they would never likely be in waking life, it is another good sign you are in a dream. If you notice that the things around you are strangely built, or that you've never seen them in your waking life, then it is probably a dream. If a dream does something that is unlikely or impossible, if you notice something like that, it will also be a dream. Or if a dream takes place someplace that you aren't likely to be, if it's someplace you haven't been before or haven't been recently, that is also probably a dream. Also, you will notice if someplace is oddly constructed or has something that's simply completely impossible about it. Those are the types of things that tell you that you are in a dream. If the things around you look different, if people behave differently, you will begin to notice it. And then you will begin to take over. All of your dreams will last as long as they possibly can. Usually, a dream will last about 90 minutes. And during that 90 minutes, it will feel to you as if an entire day has passed. For every period of dreaming that you have, it will feel as if an entire day passes. And during that time, you will have complete and utter control of that dream. As soon as you notice these odd things that happen, as soon as you notice that you are doing something odd, that you are behaving oddly, or that your surroundings are not someplace that you would normally be, or that you just suddenly appeared someplace, you will become aware that you are a dream, and it will very quickly determine that it is a dream beyond a shadow of a doubt. If things are different, if things are out of place, you will immediately determine that you are in a dreaming state, And as soon as you realize that, you'll be able to take complete and utter control, because you will be aware of the fact that you are in a dream. As soon as you recognize one of your dream signs, as soon as you recognize that something is out of place, that something is wrong, this isn't something that would happen in day-to-day life, you'll begin realizing that you are dreaming. And as soon as you realize that you are dreaming, you will be able to take control. As soon as you realize you are dreaming, you will begin to think rationally. You will begin to realize that you are in a dream, and that this is some place that you can take complete control. You will begin thinking like you normally do. You will not continue to go along with the dream. You can if you choose, but you do not have to. Because at this point in time, you will become completely in charge of your dream. You will think clearly, you will have total mental clarity, you will know that you are dreaming, and you will act as thus. Your dreams will be very vivid, very visual, very detailed and realistic, very vigorous. Everything will feel real, will seem real. It will all be very colorful, but you will still know that you are in a dream. And when you wake up from dreaming, you will feel refreshed and energetic, and you will remember all the dreams you had during the night, every little detail of every single dream. Also, since you are dreaming, you will know that you are completely unable to be harmed. You will not be afraid of any form of physical harm, because you will know that you are in a dream. You will not be afraid of any social consequences, because you will know that you are in a dream. And any character that you meet in your dream, you will know they are not really there, and therefore they cannot be harmed. You can do anything you want to them, with them, because it's just a dream and you are in complete control. You don't need to have a conscience here. You don't need to worry about consequences. This is a dream. There are no consequences. You are God inside of your dreams. You may do anything you want, anytime you want. You will remain in control of your dreams for as long as you are dreaming. Usually somebody dreams for about 90 minutes. You will quickly realize that you are dreaming. Quickly realize it and take control and be able to control it. As soon as you begin to realize you are dreaming, you will have the irresistible urge to look at your hands and rub them together and spin around in the circle right on that spot. And as soon as you do that, that will be another sign that you are dreaming and that it is time to begin thinking rationally and take control. And as soon as you begin to take control, you will know that no one can harm you. Nothing can harm you, and there are no consequences to your actions. You don't need to have any morals because nobody is judging you. These are dreams, and you can do anything, be anything. No one will think anything badly about you because it's just a dream. And whenever you are in one of your dreams, you will be the god of those dreams, because you will have complete and utter control of them from the beginning to the end. You will be the god, and you will know 100% that you are dreaming, and that it is your God-given right to control these dreams, because you are the god of those dreams. Whenever you are dreaming, you will know it. You will realize it as fast as possible, catching on to the little signs that it's a dream and not real life. And as soon as you realize that, you will begin to take charge, take control, be able to do anything you want to do. It is a dream. If you choose to fly, you will be able to fly. If you want to have wings, you can have wings. Anything you can think of, you can do. After all, it is a dream, and you may control it. You do not have to role play through a dream. If the dream is doing something you don't like, you can simply stop it and change it and do something else, because you can shape them into anything you desire. They are your dreams. The operative word is your, meaning that you control them, you make them, you shape them. You form them in your mind and make them into whatever it is you desire. You will always notice what happens when you begin to dream. You will always catch the oddly shaped or formed people, the people doing things they wouldn't normally do, the times that you are doing something you wouldn't normally do, or just simply the fact that you are suddenly doing something and you weren't doing it a second before. All these little signs, all these dream signs will become apparent to you when you are dreaming at night. And as they become apparent to you, you will catch them faster and faster every single night. And as you catch on to them faster and faster, you will take control. You will take charge. You will become completely cursed with lucid dreaming. You will catch every single dream every single night. You will live that dream as if it were a day in your life. The short time you are dreaming will seem to stretch on for an entire day. And every single time you dream during the night, it will feel as if it has been another day. And you will have complete control of those dreams. You will do, say, or be anything you might possibly want to be. And when you wake up, you will be refreshed and awake and alert, because you have slept a wonderful sleep filled with dreams that you control. You can control your dreams. You want to. You need to. This is simply the way it is. And you will realize whenever you are dreaming, you will know with 100% certainty that this is a dream just as soon as you realize one of the signs that it's a dream. You will become aware of your dreams. You will become aware that they are happening, and you will take charge and take control. You will catch every single dream sign as if it were a telltale. You will catch them as soon as they happen, and as soon as you realize they are happening, you will take control of that dream, and you will become the god of your dreams, the god of every single dream, every single night. You will immediately catch on to the fact that you are dreaming, and you will immediately begin thinking logically, rationally. Your thoughts and behavior will be your own, as if you were awake. You will have complete and utter control of these dreams, shaping them, making them realistic, vivid, and beautiful. They are your dreams, and you can control them utterly. You can shape them utterly. Every dream will be vivid and beautiful and alive, and you will control it. And you will know that you cannot feel harm, that there are no consequences to your actions, and that every character in your dreams is simply there for you to do whatever you want to with, because they aren't real. They are creations in your mind, and because that is where they exist, you may do anything to them you want without feeling bad about it. After all, they're just a dream. That's all they are. They're nothing more. There are no consequences to your actions. You are the god of your dreams, and as a god, you may do anything that pleases you, especially within your dreams, because this is where you are, God, and you will have these dreams each and every night. You will be able to fly. You will be able to transform your body, your mind, anything you want during your dreams, because they are dreams, and they can be shaped by your mind. Your rational mind can take charge of them every time you happen to have them. Take charge, control them, shape them, feel them starting, take control, and make them into what you want them to be. This is your special skill. This is what you can do. And as you listen to this file over and over again, you will discover that your dreams become more and more real, that you discover that you are dreaming faster and faster, and that every night you have many lucid dreams that you control. And every single time you have one of these dreams, you control it more and more fully. You take more and more charge until every single dream, every single night is yours. And that is simply the way it is. And the only person that can stop this, the only person that can change this, is me. I have given you these dreams, and you are cursed with them for the rest of your life. They will not end, ever, unless I choose to do so, unless I release you from it, unless I specifically release you from the dreams. That is simply the way it is. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept its consequences. You have chosen to have lucid dreams. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and ready to have your lucid dreams tonight. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.